Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back, hour number three right here on News Radio 92.3. Let me get started with some of the top three stories. New year is seeing new layoffs. Lots of companies are starting, large companies, making a bunch of layoffs here to start off the year and on concerns of an economic downturn here in 2023. Then you have the McCarthy mess dragging on. We've had six rounds of voting. Really, it's still just at a stalemate with about 20 Republicans who refuse to support Kevin McCarthy. They just finished about an hour-long meeting with Kevin McCarthy, and coming out of that meeting, you have Representative Matt Gaetz from here in the Panhandle and others basically saying they're never McCarthyers. you hear about never Trumpers, people who say they'll never vote for Trump, whether they be Republican or not. It looks like at least many of these defectors in the Republican Party are never McCarthyers. They're saying we need to find somebody else. It doesn't have to be Byron Donalds, but it has to be somebody besides McCarthy. Then the final top three story. The FDA is allowing abortion pills to be sold at retail pharmacies. That came down today as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. So, without having a Speaker of the House, you can't swear in new members of Congress. And so basically the members of Congress are representative elects, right? Congressmen elects, congresswomen elects. Well, one of the congressmen elects is Robert Garcia. He's a California Democrat. When he gets sworn in, he is going to get sworn in with a comic book. Say what? Yeah, I was like, wait, what? Now, he's going to be sworn in on the Constitution, but with him, he'll be bringing a photo of his parents who he lost to COVID, both of them. He'll bring in his citizenship certificate and an original Superman comic book, number one comic book. It's actually borrowed from the Library of Congress. It's worth like $5 million. Why would he be using a comic book as part of his swearing in? Well, he learned to read and write English by reading Superman comics. So the Library of Congress is letting him borrow the first edition of Superman comic book for his swearing in. So that's actually kind of cool. And actually his campaign, so his name's Robert Garcia, his campaign logo looked like the Superman logo. It said Robert Garcia for Congress, but it was the way it was designed is it looked like the Superman logo. So he's been attached to that since that's how he learned how to read and write English. So he's going to get sworn in, of course, still on the Constitution, but also with the $5 million copy of Superman comic book. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Highway 29 in the northbound direction, you're going to see very slow moving traffic due to an accident. Scene of the accident is right before you get to Muskogee Road. It's right off of Tree Street, and it is backed up down to Archer Road. So again, that's in the northbound direction on 29. Heavy delays due to an accident we had a good bit ago. I-10, I-110 not showing delays, and our slowdowns on Highway 90 are clearing up, but definitely still there. That's Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge. If you see something else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So there is a couple of things here real quick. President Biden was asked today about the Speaker of the House race. And he says, I think it's just really embarrassing. It's taking so long. The world's watching. We need to get our act together. What I'm focused on is getting things done. when he's asked if he's enjoying the GOP public debate, It's not a good look, not a good thing. This is the United States of America, and I hope they get their act together. So going back, breaking down his comment here, it says it's embarrassing it's taking so long. In other words, just join in. Just get on board. That's very establishment thing to say. That's the best way to put it. Just get on board. What's your problem? What do you mean you have ideals? Ugh, forget that. Just get on. Just toe the party line. And is the way that comes off to me. Then he goes, the world is watching. I'm like, so what? The world is watches Britain when they can't nominate a prime minister. The world watches the Israel as they can't nominate a government, or they can't form a government after prime minister has been elected three times. I mean, these things happen. This is the first time it's happened in the United States in over 100 years, but it happens in other countries on a regular basis. And then he says, what I'm focused on is getting things done. Oh, yeah. Republican Party put out today, in 2022, Joe Biden spent 146 days on vacation. That's 40% of the year last year he was spent on vacation. I was like, oh, well, he was focused on getting things done. You know, I guess the other 60% of the time? I don't know. The thing is, I looked at President Trump. President Trump, over 4 years, had over 360 days on vacation, because Trump was criticized for going on vacation, if you remember. So spent over 360 days on vacation. So here's Joe Biden, had almost half of that in just 2022. That's a lot. 40% of the year, you're not in the office. That's a lot. Now, granted, even when he's at Martha's Vineyard or something, you know, he's still working. Like, he's still, he's still doing stuff. You can't ever get away from it completely, but still. That's a lot. And this was an election year. So it's kind of surprising to be gone that much in an election year. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Come up next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by text in 850-437-1620. Once again, it looks like Matt Gaetz, our representative here, coming out of the meeting with Kevin McCarthy and saying basically he's a never McCarthyer. Saying McCarthy asked those of us who were not intending to vote for him to provide him a list of our members who might be willing to serve our relevant committees. And so we then endeavored to create that list and provide it to Mr. McCarthy. And then he ran around telling all of us, telling all y'all and members of his team, that we were out there negotiating for personal favors for ourselves. It was a bad faith effort by McCarthy to solicit a list and then use that list in some way to try to divide our conference. So, yeah. And so he's even more frustrated with him than he was before. Even more a never McCarthyer than what he was before the meetings began. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news. I'm Joe Ford. And yeah, Bobby, as you were just talking there, I was scoured Twitter, and I was pleasantly surprised to find audio of those comments. So here's the one that you're referring to.
Oh.
Oh, hold on a second.
Week.
Let me go back. There we go.
He's a desperate guy whose vote share is dropping with every subsequent vote, and I'm ready to vote all night, all week, all month, and never for that person.
So, leaving any doubt about where he stands. So, we were talking last hour about what, if any, progress might come out of the meeting there, and it doesn't sound like a whole lot. Gaetz also sarcastically questioning why McCarthy is allowed to be in the office of the House Speaker after saying, is there some sort of rule or statute that allows the loser of six consecutive votes to have that office? So very engaged and energized, Matt Gaetz, ahead of the vote at 7 o'clock. In California, a statewide state of emergency in place as a major winter storm will arrive. President Biden says he's going to be making a statement on border security tomorrow, telling reporters we're working out the details in regards to a trip to the southern border. And the Buffalo Bills say safety DeMar Hamlin remains in the ICU but has had signs of improvement in his health over the last 24 hours. Still no word from the NFL regarding any changes to this weekend schedule. So the Bills players, obviously with him on their minds, had to get back to work today to prepare for the New England Patriots.
Yeah, and I saw, the NFL is just still trying to figure out what they are, what they're going to do about the Bills Bengals game.
Yeah.
And so they haven't made up their mind yet what they're going to do with that.
They haven't. I just wonder if their plan is, that we have the week in between the conference championship games and there's the Pro Bowl weekend. I just wonder if they're just not going to wait and see what happens with the games this weekend, see if it needs to be played. If the Chiefs lose, you may just have a situation where you say, hey, playoff seeding's at stake here, so we've got to play this game, and then they may just move the playoffs back a week and just do a standalone Week 19 game with the Bills and the Bengals. I wonder if that isn't at the top of their contingency list, but still no word on that. And I would imagine there's several contingencies that they probably are working through.
That's kind of what I thought too, is they're probably looking at that game and going, it might not need to be played.
Right.
Depending on wins and losses this weekend. The game will only matter as far as a win loss record, but it won't matter as far as playoff implications or standing or home field advantage or anything like that. So I was thinking that's probably the same thing that they're doing. They're probably just trying to wait and see what what's going to happen with these week's games before they make a final decision. So but we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Highway 29 northbound. We have major slowdowns due to an accident. This is right before you get to Muskogee Road. The accident is right off of Farm Street. Again, that's in the northbound direction on 29, right before you get to Muskogee due to an accident. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I do want to bring up we've had a significant number of migrants at the southern border. We know that. But it's not just at the southern border. Florida is being affected as well. I'll tell you how coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Past few weeks alone, we've seen hundreds of migrants arriving in the Florida Keys amid a humanitarian crisis. They're coming from Cuba and Haiti. We've seen over 500 in the past couple of weeks. Just over this weekend alone, we had 160 show up. In fact, a couple weekends ago, there were so many migrants who showed up at Dry Tortugas National Park, which is about 70 miles west of Key West. So many of them showed up there, about 300 or more. They had to shut down the national park in order to process all of the influx of migrants there. According to the Customs Border Patrol, it's about a 400% increase of what's been happening compared to a year ago. In fact, overall, in November, Customs and Border Protection encountered more than 41,000 Haitian and Cuban migrants just this past November. To give you an idea, it went 41,000 last November. The previous November of 2021, 7,900. Holy smokes. That's a big jump up. So, we keep talking about the number of migrants at the border, migrant encounters at the border down on the southern border. But, we're having our own issues right here in Florida. 41,000 Haitian and Cuban migrants coming here compared to 7,900 the year before. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Big Gala is coming up on January 14th, presented by the Pensacola Ice Flyers. This is their biggest black tie event of the year. It's going to be at Pensacola Beach over at the Hilton there. This year's theme is Come Fly With Me. I'm going to celebrate Northwest Florida's rich history in aviation. If you head out there, you can have signature cocktails, gourmet seated dinner, live and silent auctions, live entertainment, and more. So there's plenty of sponsorship opportunities available. Call Big Brothers and Big Sisters in Northwest Florida at 850-433-KIDS. That's 850-433-5437. Or go to our website, newsradio923.com. And remember, proceeds from Big Brothers and Big Sisters in Northwest Florida, proceeds will go towards Big Brothers and Big Sisters in Northwest Florida's mission, which is to create and support one-on-one mentoring relationships. Every child deserves to see their potential realized. Sometimes it just takes a supportive adult to help defend that potential. So once again, January 14th, that's coming up here right around the corner. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. New year, seeing new layoffs. Unfortunately, many companies are starting to do some layoffs here to start the year on concerns of an economic downturn this coming year. The U.S. FDA has allowed abortion pills to be sold at retail pharmacies. That just came out today. And the Kevin McCarthy mess drags on. The latest is that here in about 20 minutes, they'll be re-adjourning and in order to have what's expected to be at least another vote. He had an over an hour meeting long with some of the detractors, like our own representative Matt Gaetz, and when it came out of it, basically Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert both stated they're never going to vote for him. Now, here's the thing. Good news for him. He doesn't need their votes. He needs 17 out of the 20 detractors' votes. So if he loses those two, and maybe Andy Biggs, and if he can get the rest of them to come back over on him, then it'll be okay. But so far, it looks like Representative Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, Bob Good, and Andy Biggs have all told CNN that they're all hard-nosed against him. So that's four people. So that would not be enough for him to get the nomination. Instead, what the detractors are saying is they believe that all boats are burned with Kevin McCarthy, that there's no future negotiations with him. Instead, the Republican caucus, the Republicans in general, need to find a different person that's a consensus candidate. He said Lauren Boebert specifically said these folks, talking about Republicans, need to realize that there is life after Kevin and they need to figure out how to get there. In other words, she's saying, look, we've put up our candidate, Byron Donalds. If you don't like him, fine, but we don't like your candidate at all. We're not going to get on board with him. So you guys need to come up with a different nomination besides Kevin McCarthy, is basically what this group is saying. According to, and so the latest looks like there will be a 7 o'clock vote, 8 o'clock Eastern, and right after we get off the air here, so we'll see what happens then. My guess is the way it's looking right now, it is nothing will change. We're gonna have to wait till tomorrow. Republicans will probably be up late tonight deciding if they want to try to stick with McCarthy, or are they going to go for somebody else? It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is underway right now. Memphis Grizzlies beating the Charlotte Hornets by 14 points. Tie game between the Phoenix Suns and the Cleveland Cavaliers right now. Oklahoma City Thunder are getting beat by the Orlando Magic 38-30. Philadelphia 76ers lead the Indianapolis Pacers 38-33. Game just tipped off between the Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs. And any minute now, we should be getting the Milwaukee Bucks tipping off against the Toronto Raptors on ESPN. When that game is over on ESPN, ESPN will carry Miami Heat against the Lakers right around 9 o'clock tonight. Right now, number 22, Auburn, looking to get upset by Georgia in college basketball. Second half just tipped off. Georgia leads by 8 points. Then Duquesne is beating VCU 37-18. Michigan is beating Penn State 40-31. NC State is looking to upset Duke. Number 16, Duke, is getting beat 32-16 right now. Oh, my goodness. Number 12, Miami, getting beat by 7 points against Georgia Tech. And University of Central Florida is getting beat by Eastern Carolina just by 2 points, though, at the end of the first half. A tie game between number 25, Iowa State, against Oklahoma. 2 minutes left in the first half on that one. That game's on ESPN2. Earlier today, number 23, Charleston beat NC A&T by nearly 20 points. And then coming up tonight on ESPN2, well, sorry, coming up tonight at 7:30 on FS1, number 4, UConn is playing Providence. Then at 8 o'clock on ESPN2, number 17, TCU plays number 19, Baylor. At 9:30, Florida on FS1, Colorado State plays Nevada. In NHL hockey, it's on TNT tonight. At the end of the first period, it's scoreless between New Jersey Red Devils and Detroit. And at 8:30 on TNT will be the Tampa Bay Lightning against Minnesota. I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are checking in clear right now, with I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Our slowdowns on 29 have cleared up, and Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace is looking good as well. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is reportedly showing signs of improvement. The Buffalo Bills began to have team meetings once again. The NFL has ongoing conversations about how to handle the Bills-Bengals game. I hope they're going to make it up. They're just going to let it go or what. Carson Wentz was benched again by the Washington Commanders. They're going to start Sam Howell in the season finale. The Bears are going to sit quarterback Justin Fields as he's got a hip injury, kind of ruining his chances of getting the single season quarterback rushing record. Nathan Peterman will take the start against the Vikings. Teddy Bridgewater injured his hand ahead of the must-win game against the Jets. The Dolphins have signed Mike Glennon as a backup. The Jets are saying that they're going to stick with Zach Wilson through hell or high water. We'll see how long that lasts. And according to sources in Major League Baseball, Rafael Devers and the Red Sox have finalized an 11-year $331 million contract extension. Just got a new update of the House Speaker race, by the way, and that is that Chip Roy came out of the meeting. So the same meeting that Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz came out of, where they said never. They said they feel like Kevin McCarthy burned any bridges that they could have worked on, and so they're never Trumpers. They're never McCarthyers. Well, Chip Roy came out at the same meeting and says, we're having a good conversation in there. Okay. So looks like he might be winning some people over. We'll have to see what happens at the 7 o'clock vote. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
New York has become the sixth state to pass legislation that legalizes human composting. Now, when I first read this, I thought it meant like you could use human fecal matter as your compost or human excrement. And I was like, well, that's gross. I already slated it for the sign of the apocalypse just because of that. Like, gross. I don't want to have, you're like, I'm eating organic vegetables grown in human excrement. I was like, no, thank you. When I pulled up the article to read more about it, though, found out, no, it's way worse than I thought. It's as a way to be an alternative green method of burial. Oh. So human composting, meaning you can be, I guess, cremated in a way to be human compost? No, thank you. Oh, boy. Apparently, so New York is the sixth state to pass this since 2019. Washington became the first state, followed by Colorado, Oregon, Vermont, California. This is okay. In most cases, the deceased is placed into a reusable, semi-open vessel containing suitable bedding like wood chips, alfalfa, or straw. Then those, so you're not even being cremated. Your body is going into wood chips, alfalfa, or straw. And then the microbes get to work. At the end of the process, a heaped cubic yard of nutrient-dense soil, equivalent to 36 bags of soil, is produced that can be then used as fertilizer. I don't think so. I'm going to say no to this. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby. Oh, you know, why are they looking to do this, by the way? Why are they looking to do this? Because according to the backers of this bill and people who are proponents of it, quote, cremation uses fossil fuels. So this is a way to reduce your carbon footprint when you die. Instead of being cremated or buried, you can be made into human compost. Boy, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Looks like I got another update here. Representative Scott Perry. Speaker vote could go into the weekend. We hope it doesn't, but it could. He also said that they're having productive meetings, but doesn't think that they're there yet. So we'll see what happens at the 7 o'clock vote. Coming up here next, we're going to have our quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land that I've achieved, it may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
He's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just got this latest update on the House Speaker race. Kevin McCarthy does not want a vote tonight. Says that there's no deal yet with everybody. So he knows that if there's going to be a vote, then it's just going to go the way it's been. He says, I think it's probably best let people work through some more. I don't think the vote tonight does any difference, but I think vote in the future would. That's what he just told reporters just a bit ago. It's after six failed votes to get a Speaker of the House. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, the orchestrator of the highly publicized college admissions cheating scandal is headed to prison. Rick Singer sentenced to 3.5 years behind bars. The World Health Organization says the new Omicron subvariant is the most contagious type of COVID you can get. However, it also notes that the variant doesn't seem to make people any sicker. And as of this evening, more than $6.7 million has been donated after Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest DeMar Hamlin, I should say, during a Buffalo's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. If going back to the House vote, obviously there, that's coming up in 5 minutes or so. So if McCarthy doesn't want to vote, do you think that he just goes to the floor and stands up and says, hey, let's just not do this and go home?
Yeah, I think we'll probably try. I mean, he's basically saying right now, I know I don't have the votes. So, you know, what's the point in doing a vote if I don't have the votes yet? So here's the thing is, if other Republicans at this point aren't starting to talk behind the scenes about maybe we need to find somebody besides Kevin McCarthy, then they're crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, really, at this point, we have six votes and you can't get the get those. They're a minority, 10% of the party. But still, if you can't get 10% of the party to get on board with this guy, no matter what, then why not find somebody else who can lead?
Do you think you're
telling me there's nobody else in the whole Republican Party who can be the leader?
Right. Do you think it would be either Jim Jordan or I forget his name, no. The congressman from Florida,
who Byron Donalds.
Byron Donalds. Do you think it'd be either them or somebody who has not yet been nominated?
It'll be somebody who's not nominated. And that's basically even what what Matt Gaetz even said today at the end of this meeting. He basically was saying, and Lauren Boebert, they basically were saying to the rest of Republicans, give us somebody else. You know, let's find a consensus candidate. But McCarthy's not the guy. But if you give us somebody else, we'd be willing to vote for him. If you don't like our nominee, Byron Donalds or Jim Jordan, fine. But give us somebody else we can vote besides Kevin McCarthy. And so that's basically what they're trying to tell the rest of the Republicans. You don't like Byron Donalds, you don't like Jim Jordan, fine. But we don't like Kevin McCarthy, so let's come up with somebody else that we can all agree on. So whether they're working on that or not, I don't know. What it sounds like is nobody else is. Kevin McCarthy's like, I'm the guy, and everybody else has gotten on board. Now we just need you guys to get on board.
Do you
and
think?
Saying, yeah, we're not going to do that.
What do you think is more likely, that Republicans figure this out on their own and McCarthy's the guy, or the Democrats just get so fed up with, you know, they're just like, okay, this is stupid. And then some of them just say, you know what, McCarthy, like, let's go.
No, I don't think they'll do that. In fact, we're already seeing a little bit of talk from Democrats where they're hoping they can come up with some sort of even more moderate candidate who's in the middle of the road to represent all of them. So Democrats will not get on board with McCarthy. And so instead, if there's anything that Democrats will do, it would be trying to work with other moderate Republicans in order to say, hey, we'll throw our, you know, weight into this candidate. If this person, and then Republicans could go, yeah, okay, we'll do that one then. So Democrats could, and that's the thing. I mean, technically right now, Hakeem Jeffries has more votes than Kevin McCarthy right now.
Yeah.
So,
and it's been that way since, I mean, what?
The get-go, yeah.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
All six votes.
So if anything, Democrats are in a bit of a bargaining position. They could say, hey, we'll you know, hold this person up in order to try to get the election going. So, get it going that way. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, big deal with that. I'm sure we'll find out here in moments whether they'll, my guess, even if they, even if they have a vote, we know it's not going to go towards his way. We already have four Republicans who've said no way they're voting for him. So at this point in time, it's going to be tomorrow whether we'll find something. And now you've got Representative Scott Perry saying he believes the vote could go in through the weekend, which means no swearing ins, no legislation that's going to be discussed, no bills, no budgets, anything like that. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, you guys have a great night. We'll pick this back up again tomorrow right here on News Radio 92.3.